What's that sound?
Phoebe Bevin Nick's $50,000 secret sound.
So baby, let's keep it secret.
On the podcast.
Spared no expense, Aaron Rich.
Hello to you, Tim.
Hey, can I ask, had you practiced that before you did it, or was that just something in your head?
I was just in the moment. You know, I was just feeling the moment. I've been looking forward to doing this podcast with you all day. I'm psyched. And it just felt right. You know when things just feel right?
Melbourne, that's what makes him one of the best in the biz. That kind of that goal just comes straight from the top of the dome.
Yeah, no, if you do listen to me in the afternoon, sometimes I just say words over songs.
It's our job description, Aaron. Words over songs is literally what we do. Hey, thanks to Phoebe, Fev and Nick for letting us take over their podcast feed. Hopefully you're listening on the listener app. The sheer fact that this episode is on means another day where no one in Melbourne has won the $50,000.
Coming up, we'll go through all the answers that happened today. There was some how do I put it, Tim? Disappointing
shit.
Answers.
There was some shit answers that didn't win. Oh my God, how naughty does it feel to swear into a microphone?
Yes.
I'm not normally allowed to do that.
Or you do it by accident. There's been a few of those times, haven't there, Tim?
I know of a story of someone in Melbourne accidentally left their microphone on the weekend and F-bombed into a mic. It wasn't, any ideas who that was, Aaron?
It wasn't even that. It was pre-recorded.
That was Aaron Rich for those playing along at home.
All right, so let's check in. We've spoke to her before, but let's check into one of the Secret Sound past winners back in 2019. Back at a more simpler time, right, Tim? 2019, how things were different. Olivia, can you tell us what helped you win Phoebe Fevernick's $50,000 Secret Sound?
Well, it's probably everyone else's guesses, and then they give you an idea. And also, we figured out how, because it's hard to get through to you guys because so many people call, so we figured out, like, the perfect time to call.
This is good.
I won't give it away.
Oh.
We figured out the perfect, like, it was a bit sneaky, like, the exact time to call. Otherwise, you're just on, it's ring, 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 then it rings out. We figured out, like, the minute we have to push call.
Yeah, so I want to know what your thing was first, and then I'm going to shatter your illusion here.
Okay, well, we thought that it was something like you would say call for 50,000 and we wouldn't call then. And it was like one ad break. It could be so wrong. I think it was like the one ad break before you guys started talking.
Because what we do, we can block the line. So with one button, we can make sure no one gets through. And then we don't unblock the lines until that voice on the radio has said the number. So everyone who, I thought you were going to say,
yeah,
I tried
right.
to jump the gun. Yeah, you can't call up before the number gets set on air. Call 13 10 60.
Yeah, I think that was it. That was probably it the minute you guys said it. Because we figured out that you have to leave it to the last minute to call. Otherwise, you don't get through.
Thank you, Olivia. Okay, Tim, let's get back to the all-important part of this podcast. And that is going through all the incorrect answers. The ones you don't want to say, because you know what I heard happen today, Tim? I heard that there were some guesses that have already been said, and it's only week one!
Yeah, it was absolutely heartbreaking. So Phoebe, Fev and Nick, they go to the phones two times every morning, 7 and 9 a.m. Set it. Set your alarms, because it happens at exactly the same times. For during the day, we float them. We make them at slightly different times. So you've got to keep on listening during the day. But 7 a.m., who was up first?
Who was up first at 7 a.m.? That is a good question. Her name was Jodie.
Let me just repeat the question while I look at the paper in front of me.
Exactly right. Jodie from Tarneet.
Is it opening and closing a hair clip?
Jodie. Just drawing it out for attention.
Oh, no.
That is not the secret sound.
Oh.
Has been guessed. That guess has happened on Monday.
Oh, that guess. Apparently someone's already had that guess.
See? So as soon as I heard that, Tim, I was just like, oh, come on. It's only week one, guys.
When I heard producer Shergs draw that out for attention, I thought to myself, he's got nothing on Aaron Rich.
Yay!
The tension that you build in the afternoons, I've heard you let the like string them on for what feels like a whole minute. And I'm on the edge of my seat because I don't know what the sound is either. And I'm like, is this going to be it?
Well, it's blaming the judge, because the judge in here, I don't know whoever you've got telling you the thumbs up and the thumbs down, they're the ones that are taking some time. So if I'm going to sit here and make myself a cup of tea, I'm going to make it interesting, right? While I wait. All right. Let's get to the second one with Fifi Fever Nick. This is Tanya from Essendon who said...
I think it's when you click a pen, you know, the ballpoint pen, when you click and release that.
I've got one in my hand right now, Tanya.
Tanya, that is not the secret sound.
Oh, no.
Sounded nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Are you crazy, mate? The ones that you think sound like it, I reckon that was the closest guess we've had to the actual sound.
No,
we are on different ends of the spectrum here.
We should say, too, the secret sound, Fifi Fevernick's $50,000 secret sound, have it on the Fox tomorrow morning or this morning, whenever you listen to this podcast, to hear the sound. That is the place that you want to be listening to, for obvious reasons, to be hearing the sound. Tim, who were some of your incorrect guesses today?
I forget the Fox fan's name. I want to say Twan. It was Twan, and he guessed the sound of snapping Kit Kat fingers.
Snapping Kit Kat fingers.
As in like the top of our Kit Kats, like snap, snap, the double snap. And I said, as a fatty from way back, I think that's a good guess, but no, that was incorrect. So not snapping a Kit Kat.
No, so I wasn't feeling that. That did nothing for me. Just like Taryn from Croydon, who said clicking a computer mouse. That did nothing for me too.
Felt very similar to clicking a ballpoint pen. Yeah. So people are thinking it's a clicking sound.
Yeah, that's a good point. And the other one I had another guess that had already been said this week was the balls that you we talked about this, I think, on Monday. You pull one up and it hits the other ball and the other side goes up and it continues, but no.
You're describing a very simple thing in the weirdest way, and I think it's because you're young. I think you got your job in radio when you were 9 years old and you're 14 at the moment. It was big in the 80s and 90s. They were like a stress reliever. You put them on a desk, series of balls, and using kinetic energy, they just used to bounce back and forward.
I have no idea why anyone would want such a thing. Like,
mate,
get a
it was
stress
a big
ball.
Thing back in the day.
All right. Back tomorrow, of course. Back for a Friday. R&B Fridays. The whitest guy alive here.
Hopefully, if you are listening to this on either Thursday evening, only a few hours until lockdown ends.
Oh,
yes. Or you're listening to this on Friday morning. How great is it to have a little bit more freedom back?
Woohoo! All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully, we give away 50K.
See you. Bye. See you.